It is 7:26 on a glorious Thursday morning. I had to turn the heater on in my car this morning.
Did you really?
The first time I have had to do that. There's been a couple days this week where I've had to turn the defroster on to remove a little bit of moisture. Normally not at an actual warm temperature. Today I had to turn the, what is that, a dial? Thermostat?
It's a knob or a button.
All the way to the right.
Do you yell at your car? Does your car have voice activation and you say, car, be hot?
It is a 2006 Mustang.
I don't know what that means.
It
yes or no?
It does not do any of that. Okay. It has a knob.
Can you hack into your computer from the bedroom?
No. Not on this car.
Okay.
Maybe on my Explorer.
Maybe on the Explorer we can...
But even that is a practically ancient 2018 at this point.
Okay. I'm glad that my car does not have computer in it, but...
It does have computer in it. I've seen you have a USB plug.
That's the stereo. Is that a computer?
If it has a USB plug, that means there is data being transferred, which means there is, in some way, shape, or form, okay, even if it is a rudimentary one, a computer... Which means you actually have a more high-tech car than I do.
Okay.
Now how do you like dem apples, Mr. Harmatz?
That's fine by me.
I'm a little surly right now.
Very surly.
It's because of the clams.
So we are going to talk about this, but to stay on the car thing for one more
second.
Do
we have to?
Yes.
Okay.
You can hack into my car stereo. You can, well, if I'm listening to, say, Aldous Harding, then you can change the music that I'm listening to, say... Dua Lipa, who we were just listening to.
You could listen to Levitating.
You could take my song Imagining My Man by Aldous Harding and turn it into Dua Lipa's Levitating.
Does Albus Dumbledore do a version of that?
No, that's Aldous Harding, the famous Kiwi singer.
The famous Kiwi singer.
Yeah, she's from New Zealand.
Is she real famous? Or is she...
I'm talking about her on the radio. She's pretty famous.
Or is she Kiwi famous?
She's famous in America as well. She's not just... Kiwi
What's
famous.
Her name again?
Aldous.
Tell me the name of this very famous person so that I can Google them and find out who they are.
Aldous Harding.
How do you spell Aldous?
A-L-D-O-U-S.
O-U-S. Mm-hmm. Okay. Aldous Huxley. Nope. Different.
Harding.
I will look up this very famous person.
Okay. How famous is she, Cody?
Not very.
So, yes. What did I have for dinner? Why did I have a bachelor dinner last night? We talked about this a little bit last hour. My partner went to the Pappy and Harriet's show. She saw Patti Smith at Pappy and Harriet's.
Who wrote Because the Night.
Yes. Patti Smith is very famous.
Which
More famous than Aldous Harding.
Which I like the 10,000 Maniacs version of that.
Bruce Springsteen wrote that.
What?
Robert came in to throw you into correction jail.
What did he say?
He said Bruce Springsteen wrote the song that you were talking about.
No, they co-wrote it.
Oh, okay.
According to the official Wikipedia page.
According to the official Wikipedia page.
False.
We looked this up. Do we have a big Boss fan in here?
I guess. I didn't know Robert was he's a big Springsteen fan.
Big Springsteen guy here.
So, my partner went to see Patti Smith at Pappy and Harriet's, the Pioneer Town Palace. I did not really talk to her about the show because she got home after I went to bed. I went to bed and then she came home from the show. It was a late show.
So I'm looking up Because the Night, which is a song by Patti Smith, according to the official songwriting credit here. Uh-huh. Keep going.
So yeah, I don't know how the show with Patti Smith was, but when my partner goes away, I get to do bachelor food. And
bachelor chow.
I was actually talking about this with Gary the other day. He told me what he eats when his wife is gone.
What's his bachelor food?
He says he eats hamburgers. He eats meat.
He eats meat.
He eats a meat eater.
He's a meat meat. He's a
yes,
meatman.
Exactly.
That's bachelor chow right
That's
there.
His bachelor chow. I was telling him that my bachelor chow, my partner doesn't really eat pasta very much. She makes a lasagna. That's as close as she gets to a bowl of spaghetti. So when she's gone, I make spaghetti. I do carbonaras. I do meatballs. And I do linguine with clams, my favorite food in the whole world.
Favorite linguine? What would I eat? See, it's kind of odd for me because if my wife is gone, I'm not just feeding myself.
You're feeding kids as well.
Feeding myself and three children. So I'm probably taking the path of least resistance and doing something simple.
You're going to microwave up a McNugget. And throw it at the kids.
So I could make a very good grilled cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. Actually, whenever I make the grilled cheese sandwiches, I have to tell the kids, you're lucky. You're getting one of Dad's grilled cheese sandwiches.
You would say that you make them better than your wife.
100%.
Wow.
100%. Put me on record. You can record me saying I make a better grilled cheese sandwich than my wife. And okay. It's not that she's not capable of making a better grilled cheese sandwich than I am. It's just that I have been told I have a very, I don't know what the word is, because I don't have OCD. Mm-hmm. A lot of people used to throw around, oh, I'm OCD about that. But that's, if you don't have it, it's not really correct. Mm-hmm. I have a fastidious nature. Mm-hmm. I have an attention to detail. If I'm making the grilled cheese sandwiches, even if it's just for me and the kids, I'm going to be very thorough with the buttering of the bread, or even perhaps the mayonnaising of the bread, depending on how I'm doing it that particular time. And I have a special method that I use. I don't use the two-pan method.
Okay.
But I do a very low heat, and I like to cover it.
Okay. So that it steams?
When I'm first doing it, you got to make sure the cheese melts all the way.
Yes.
Because that's the problem. You don't want the bread to get overcooked and the cheese not to get melted.
Yes.
Once you know the cheese is melted, then you can take that off and then you get a little crisp on each side.
Okay.
It's no Foster's Freeze grilled cheese.
Yes.
I think I told... Was I with you? No, I was with Schlicko.
Mm-hmm.
When we
you
went
got
to
a
Foster's,
grilled cheese at Foster's
We went to
Freeze.
Foster's Freeze a few, couple months back and he made fun of me because I ordered a grilled cheese and I said...
That's fine.
I don't care.
Yeah.
They make a very good grilled cheese here and I want to eat it.
I'll get back to my dinner in a minute, but when I woke up this morning, so my partner came home after I went to bed. I know she went to get dinner before the show, but I woke up to a kitchen full of grilled cheese remnants. There is not a grilled cheese in the kitchen, but there was a pan with some cheese crisps in there and a wrapper of cheese and a plate. I think my partner came home and ate a grilled cheese sandwich.
At like...
I'm putting her on blast right
like
now.
At like 1 in the morning?
She got home like 11. I mean, we go to bed early because we're up very early, so it wasn't that late of a night.
I wasn't sure.
Yes.
I saw some posts on Instagram that were posted around midnight.
Really? Okay. Well, then maybe...
But that doesn't mean they were... You could post anything anytime.
Yeah, maybe she was up late. I don't know. I was asleep and I didn't ask her about it because I woke up early.
I sometimes post pictures of Jeff 3 days later and make it seem like it happened just that day.
Mm-hmm. So I made clams, linguine with clams.
You sent me a picture.
I sent you a picture, and I know that you hate seafood.
I believe my response was, oh God, oh God.
Now, when I make linguine with clams, I do like to use some of the canned clams, but I also get some fresh clams when available.
Where'd you get the fresh clams? That's
From
what
Vons.
I want to know.
Oh. Vons is the only place I know of in the desert that I think you can get fresh clams.
Where can you get oysters?
They sell oysters at Vons. I think I've seen oysters at Stater Brothers. And you can get smoked oysters in a can pretty regularly. So you would not want to eat a raw clam. Maybe not these raw clams.
I would not want to eat a clam.
Clams are delicious.
I would not want to eat an oyster. You told me there's a difference between those two. Is that what we're going to do? Are you going to explain the difference to me, a very dumb sea guy?
They're both mollusks.
They both have shells.
Wait, are they mollusks? Yes, they're both mollusks, I believe.
I don't know.
Is a clam
so like a related to a barnacle.
Yes, a barnacle is one of those.
You can eat a barnacle, you can eat a clam. It's very crunchy. Throw it in the blender.
Yes.
Blend it up, make a smoothie out of it. Clams.
It's a mollusk, it's a bivalve.
As opposed to oysters that are a...
Oysters are a bivalve also. Anything that comes in the shell, I think probably a barnacle is a bivalve too.
Okay.
So clams are meatier than oysters.
They're meatiers?
Oysters are, to use your term, snottier than clams.
Okay.
So you cook a clam and it's a little chewy, it's a little tender, you're eating the whole beast, you pull it out of the shell, you cook it, the clam opens, it releases some of its, they call it the liquor of the clam.
Which is better?
They do different things.
What do they do? And I know you think I'm just giving you a hard time,
okay.
But I'm genuinely perplexed as to why they both, to me, are in a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it slimier? You said
what?
You used a fancier word. They're just slimy on the inside.
It's liquor.
It's
the juice of the animal.
I'm not talking about... Okay.
So the clams are better for cooking. They're meatier. You can do bigger clams. You can do smaller clams. Have you ever seen a gooey duck?
Gooey ducks are a Cthulhu-esque nightmare.
That is a type of clam where it has a long tendril that comes all the way out of the shell, and it is sometimes way bigger than the shell.
And they grab it.
It looks like an elephant's tusk.
That's how they grab them. They just reach it, and they grab the... And they pull it out.
Mm-hmm. So, and an oyster is... It's more of a tender thing. It's soft. It's gooier, I guess is how I'd put it. Even when they're cooked, they remain pretty, like, soft and tender. And clams can... They've got a more meat to them, I guess. So,
when would you eat a clam? When would you eat an oyster?
I like clams. A fried clam, it can be more like a fried chicken or fried popcorn shrimp or something. And a fried oyster is still going to be very soft in the middle if you're making a po' boy, for example, with a fried oyster. For pasta, you want to go clams all the way.
And you
can eat. Go ahead.
You sent me a picture. Mm-hmm. The clams are still in the shell.
Well,
so how do you get them out of the shell?
You put the shell in the pasta. There's small baby clams in there too, and you just kind of pick it out with your fork, and then you twirl it up in some pasta and eat it, and you put the shell on a different plate.
Okay.
With oysters, my preferred way of eating oysters is raw. You get them served up on ice, and you just slurp them down whole. Uncooked, live
you
oysters.
You suck them down like they're a chili dog.
Exactly. Like Slicko with a chili dog. So that is what I ate for dinner yesterday.
How are you going to make me eat an oyster?
I am going to make you eat a raw oyster. I will have to have a conversation with... I know that oysters are coming to the desert. I will talk with some people who are getting some oysters into the desert. I will shuck the oysters live on the air. I'll make you eat one raw, and I will make a mignonette with which you can put on to one of the oysters as well. A mignonette is a vinegar and shallot topping for oysters.
You can't see my face.
You're really wincing.
I drank the ranch dressing flavored soda.
Mm-hmm.
The oyster sounds worse.
Nope. Oysters are so good. Seafood is so good. Oysters? It tastes like the ocean. It's like...
The ocean is gross.
The ocean is wonderful.
It's really gross, and it's
salty and briny.
And fish pee in it.
It's salty and briny and got a little bit of a sweetness to an oyster.
They're
really
delicious.
Can I just
get one of those spoons to make it taste salty without actually being salty?
No.
I'm a little salty about this.
Yes, I know.
Man, when is this going to happen? Am I going to get warning? I'm going to warn you. You can't spring it on me.
I will not spring it on you.
I need at least...
Getting the oysters to the desert. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're a few hours from the ocean around here. There's not any oceans near us.
I need at least 24 hours.
You will
notice.
Have noticed because I have to make arrangements to get the oysters here. It's
before
not,
I eat an oyster. Is it going to be like getting the Desert Rat Roasters coffee where you're going to have to meet someone in a parking lot?
I might, yes.
Now, with the Desert Rat Roasters, you meet them up and you say Arabica, and then they pop up
mm-hmm.
from behind a car or something. Mm-hmm. How does the oysters?
I think
you just.
I'm going to talk to some restaurant friends in town.
You meet somebody in the parking lot of the Tiny Pony, and you go and you go slime. And then someone shows up with a wet bag of.
That is how oysters come, in a wet bag. I might have to pop out to Los Angeles. I have a seafood place that I go to.
You're going
to
drive to Los Angeles?
I might. If I was in LA, I would get oysters and bring them back.
If you are listening, this man pretends that I torture him by making him eat popcorn and potato chips.
And the previously mentioned ranch dressing soda.
That was terrible for both of us. And he is going to drive... All the way to the LBC.
Not to the LBC.
Not going to the LBC?
Well, I'd go to downtown LA for him.
Downtown LA?
I have a fish person in downtown LA.
There's no ocean in downtown LA either.
Well, they bring it from the ocean and then they distribute. It's the distributor.
This man is going to make a 4-hour round trip just to make me eat an oyster.
I love oysters. Oysters are one of my favorite things to eat. They're so good. They're
okay.
Such a rare delicacy, a real treat.
So the fact that you're. So the torturing of me is. Mm. Is secondary to the...
I just want to eat oysters.
Eating of the oyster mm-hmm. for yourself.
If I can slurp... Don't we want to hear me slurping an oyster loudly into a microphone and getting wet oyster juice all over the computer and this little... What do you call the screen that's in front of the microphone?
A windscreen. The person who does the audio editing is not going to be looking forward at all
has already
to hearing you eat an oyster.
Has already remarked about how unpleasant it is to hear me chomping on popcorn and slurping down whatever else we've been eating on the radio.
They do it wearing headphones too, so it's right delivered directly into the ear canal. All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your clams.
Yes, I sure did.
That you got from Vaughn's.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking forward to this at all. Mm-hmm. Let's check in with Simon C. Holland. He says, I don't know much about women, but after many years of marriage, one piece of advice I can give is this. For some reason, they just really like the towels folded in thirds. How are the towels folded in your household?
Thirds.
Thirds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a very knowing expression you made. You know how the towels get folded in my house?
How?
thirds.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the way towels get folded.
That's the way, well, I wouldn't fold them
it
that
never
way.
In 1 million years would have occurred to me to fold a towel that particular way, but that
I wouldn't
would,
do
I've
it
been
that
instructed
way.
That, yes, fold the towels that way, Jeff. Dead vibe bounce to the
finish. All right, Jeff, tell me something I need to know.
Did you know that
koala fingerprints are nearly identical to human ones? They're so similar that even trained experts using a microscope have trouble telling them apart.
Now you know.
We were just talking koalas the other day.
Are there a lot of koalas at crime scenes? They go to, they go to dust for prints, and they're like, uh-oh, it was a koala here again.
The murderer was either Cody Joseph or a koala.
Because if the koala was at a crime scene, there's a pretty good chance that you can't rule out the koala as a suspect.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Jeff, you said you had some more stuff for me.
I always have tons of stuff.
He's a stuff machine.
You know that to be true.
He's a stuff machine. He's a clam machine. Mm-hmm. You can call him Clam Shambly.
Clam Shambly. That's me. We've never really talked about game shows, you and I.
We have not.
Do you know who Vanna White is?
Of course I know who Vanna White is. She's very famous.
What is she famous for doing?
A long, long time ago, she used to have to physically move the letters,
the letters
Wheel of Fortune
on Wheel of Fortune
around.
And then they changed it, and she no longer turned the letters.
She what still she, pretends to.
What was she doing now?
She just touches it.
Yes.
But I've heard it's not even actually touch screen.
They have updated the touch screen.
But she still serves a very important function on
which
the
is
show.
To do what?
We love her, and you, technology should not make your job obsolete.
Absolutely. They want to replace Vanna White with a robot, but we won't let them.
We won't let them.
So they have updated the way that the screen on Wheel of Fortune works.
Again.
Again.
They updated the wheel or the screen?
The screen. So about 20 years ago, they went from where she actually pushes the letters and spins them around to the touch screen. And now, 20 years after that, they have updated it again. It is now one large screen. Because it used to be each little letter was its own touchscreen, and she would touch it, and then the screen would change. Now it is one giant single LCD screen, and there is sensors, so she breaks the sensor pane to touch. She doesn't even need to touch the screen anymore. She just puts her hand near the screen. It breaks like the laser-guided shield and tells the sensor to change the letter to a certain thing.
Sounds very COVID appropriate. No touching.
Well, who else is touching that board but Vanna White?
Producers?
Why would anybody...
Gaffers?
A mechanic, perhaps. But that is Vanna White's board.
Other people touch it.
If it's all LCD, they can pipe it in from another room, and then Vanna White can be the only person touching it. Seems very COVID safe to me.
I like it.
Okay. I know that you're very into technology.
I do.
So you are in favor of the high-tech Wheel of Fortune board.
I am.
I wish
as
they
long
would go-
as they keep Vanna around.
I wish they would go back to the old analog one. What if somebody hacks the Wheel of Fortune board?
I think it's a closed system.
You can. I've seen the hackers. I've seen the Matrix.
I think she's using a VPN.
Okay.
They can't get in there.
Neo can hack into anything.
She's got two-factor authentication. She has to get a code from her phone before she goes on there. Good morning. It is 8:28. I am joined in the studio by Jeff Harmatz. My name is Cody Joseph. You're tuned into the morning show.
You're not joined by me. I'm always here. You make it sound like it's a special occasion.
You join me in the it's a yes. special occasion to spend time with you, Jeff.
Okay.
So we have a couple interesting things. I guess we're being mean to each other today.
Is I that didn't think that we're being mean to each other. Are you being mean to me?
You were talking about clams and oysters.
Well,
and you were torturing me with clams and oysters.
I'm not torturing you. I'm just talking about what I did yesterday. I'm sharing my life with you.
Well, now you make me sound like the mean...
Just because you are grossed out by the things that I enjoy, and I'm grossed out by the things you enjoy, doesn't mean that I'm being mean. When you talk about your slow-cooked grilled cheese sandwich...
Slow-cooked, baby.
It wigs me out a little bit.
I don't know if you heard, Jeff.
You mentioned this earlier.
And actually, but I don't know if you heard. I mean, I'm certain that you have not heard, because this is not a thing that you would follow at all.
Okay.
They announced the new Mustang.
Yes, they sure did. That's a thing that I am very in the dark about.
I'm not talking about Morongo Valley Elementary School.
Yes.
They don't have a new student. I'm talking about the Ford Mustang.
Now, Ford is a maker of motor cars. Is that correct?
A maker of motor vehicles. The Mustang is wildly popular.
You drive a Mustang. Is that okay to say on the radio?
I drive an old Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not old, but it's old.
It looks new to me.
At this point, mm-hmm. They've got the new ones. And this was the big thing that people were not sure about.
Okay.
It has an engine.
It does have an engine. What would it have had? The bottom was empty and you had to push it like Fred Flintstone?
People were thinking maybe it was going to have a motor in there.
A motor?
But instead it has an engine.
I don't know the difference. Is one powered by gerbils and a wheel?
A motor is powered by electrons.
A motor is powered by electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And an engine is powered by gasoline.
Usually some sort of internal combustion takes place.
Okay.
In the internal combustion engine.
That's why it's an engine.
So people were not sure if it was going to be electric, hybrid, or what exactly it was going to be.
What does it have?
It's got an engine.
And an engine is gasoline. Explosions.
Or if you are Immortan Joe in the film Mad Max Fury Road, it runs off of...
Gasoline.
Yes. And it looks pretty cool. I probably won't get one.
Are you going to show me a picture of it?
I'm going to show you a picture right now.
Okay. I asked you to wait and show me on the radio so that I could react live. I'm now going to look at the screen that you're holding in front of my face and give you my honest reaction.
That's well. It's kind of what I expected it to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a smoother Mustang.
It's a car. It's a little smoother.
Do you remember the part in Sin City, which is a comic book, and also they made the movie out of it, and they kept the line in the movie where... Marv, who is played by Mickey Rourke in the movie, says that all new cars look like electric shavers.
Yes.
And that looks a little electric shavery.
A little electric shaver. I'm a little torn on it. It's not terrible.
It's not bad.
To me, it looks too similar to the last generation Camaro.
Okay. I don't know what that is. That's a car?
They stopped making Camaros.
Okay.
It's not terrible. It's kind of interesting. I like it. You know, I guess I like it. I'm not going to get one.
Okay.
Even because it only has two doors.
What does the hole in the hood do? What is that for?
It's a heat extractor.
A heat extractor so that when the engine gets too hot from the many explosions, the heat can be extracted.
It has a big ol' honkin' V8 in it.
That is not the juice, but the engine?
Yes, 8 cylinders in the engine.
Not the 8 vegetables.
I can never quite tell, and Jeff does a wonderful job of towing the line, when he legitimately has no idea what I'm talking about, or he's just funning me.
A little of column A, a little of column B.
I know, but it's telling the difference. That's the hard part. It will be available in convertibles. They have, here's the part I know you're going to absolutely hate. I'm not going to have to figure out whether or not you hate this or not.
All right.
It's screens on
hate
the inside.
It. Oh, you know I hate that.
They've got a little touch screen that's angled towards the driver.
Mm-hmm.
The steering wheel is slightly flat
mm-hmm.
on the bottom, which I don't know
how
I feel about that. That's a little weird.
So you can drive around in your Mustang, go beep, 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 and somebody can hack into your car and drive you into a wall, into the McDonald's. Not the drive-thru, but the wall of the McDonald's.
It's not exactly how it works.
Okay.
It has a traditional-looking e-brake. But I'm
what is an e-brake?
The emergency brake?
Not an electronic brake.
No, that's the e-brake.
I know that e-cigarette is an electronic cigarette.
The lever. The e-brakes existed since time immemorial.
That's
a parking brake. Yeah, a parking brake.
Okay, I've never heard it called an e-brake before.
Really?
Never ever.
Okay, that's very common.
Okay, that's a parking brake.
It's wild. Don't make me start bringing in Robert!
Yeah, e-brake.
Thank you, Robert!
Never heard that in
heard
my life.
Heard him yell, yeah, e-brake. I have told that the e-brake, it looks like a traditional one, but it is actually electronic.
Oh, so it is actually an electronic brake.
A lot of the newer cars now, it's just a button. You just push a button for the brake, and there's a thing that activates there.
Can I make a remark?
It's going to come in a 6-speed, though.
I don't know what a 6-speed is. Like a bike? The
transmission.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It will come in a stick shift. Can you drive a stick shift?
I cannot. I drove a stick shift. I was taught when I was like 13 or 12 or something on the farm.
You know how you know if someone knows how to drive a stick shift?
They call it the e-brake?
No.
How?
They said, don't worry, they'll tell you.
Oh, yes. You all love to tell me that you can drive a stick shift.
Don't worry, they'll tell you. They do say it is not going to come with Blue Cruise.
What is that?
That's Ford's new limited self-driving feature.
Oh, so I can get run over while I'm walking around.
It's a little different than the Tesla one.
The Tesla one is famous for running people over. Does the Ford one have a better track record?
Better or not. Well, because Ford is an automaker, they are a little more careful in the language they use and a little more cautious in the rollout. They are much more open about how It is very limited. Mm-hmm. You can only use it in these certain spots. I think Cindy has it in her Mustang, her Mach-E Mustang, her electric Mustang.
That's a
crossover. Okay. And she has used it, I think she's used it a little bit. You know, it doesn't work everywhere. But it is very cool, and I like it. And like I said, but I will not be able to get one because it's only got two doors, and the next vehicle I purchase is 100% going to have four doors.
You've got a bunch of kids. How are they going to get in and out of the car?
I got a bunch of kids, and I can't be doing all that.
So when I first moved to the desert, about 5-6 years ago now, I noticed that there is a lot of Ford Mustangs around here.
Here?
In the desert.
Is that a here specific
that
thing?
That is a here to the high desert specific thing.
Okay.
It's not just people who live here. People who live here love to drive around in their fast Ford Mustang cars. But also, I feel like whenever people come from other places, other lands to the high desert, they rent a Ford Mustang and a convertible Ford Mustang and drive around with the top down. So it's not just the locals love the Mustangs, but it's the tourists that love the Ford Mustangs. And then I came to work at this radio station, and everybody drives a Ford Mustang at this radio station.
People in general do love Mustangs.
I feel like it's more specific to the desert. I don't want to offend any Mustang drivers. If you're listening to this on a Mustang right now, it's a very cool car, but there's a lot of Mustangs out here, more so than anywhere else I've ever lived.
See, I don't feel like it's a here thing. So here's how popular Mustangs are.
Okay.
For the record. In the United States, it is the only car, and I don't mean vehicle, car that Ford still sells. They have killed off every other car in favor of SUVs, trucks, crossovers, because that's
really
what Americans love. Okay. Americans love us, a crossover, an SUV, bigger things.
So I can't go to the store and buy a Ford Taurus anymore.
You could find a Ford Taurus,
but I can't
buy a new Ford Taurus from a Ford dealership.
What about
now?
A Ford Focus?
Nope.
No Fords, eh?
They sell tons of Fords, but
just
they're all
trucks.
Crossovers. Well, and crossovers, which is basically just a...
You keep talking crossover. I don't know what that is. Tell me about a crossover car.
It's not a SUV, but it's also not a car. It's someone smushed the two together.
So just show me a picture of one. Or describe it to me, rather.
Cindy's car.
Oh, okay. That's kind of
crossover.
I would consider that a sport utility vehicle.
It's a little, you know, there's a very, the distinction is.
Okay. I wouldn't call that a car. I'd call that a sport utility vehicle.
It's
an SUV.
You know, it's very similar. It's a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
They are crossovers because they are very SUV.
Low to the ground?
Inspired, I guess.
Okay.
The crossover's not going to sit quite as high up.
When you say the crossover...
As a sport utility vehicle.
When you say crossover to me, I think of when Batman hung out with Spawn, or Spider-Man met Superman.
It's, you know, it's very similar because they're taking the two things and they're...
Mashing them together.
And they're mashing them together. I mean, you're not that far off.
Okay.
Should I show you some of these?
No, I know what you're talking about. I know that...
Okay.
I think that crossover is just what they're calling cars... Because they're not fitting in a defined box. And like me, Ford can't put a car into a box.
They can't put you in a box either.
They can't put me in a box. I'm unboxable. Nobody puts baby in a corner and nobody puts me in a box.
So they just, yeah.
Because I'm claustrophobic.
See, when you go into that box. So it's very cool. I think it's cool. Maybe in like 20 years.
When your kids are all grown.
My kids are all grown.
Then you'll drive around in your brand new 2022 Ford Mustang in 2042.
It'll be new to me, Jeff, to have this Mustang.
Yes.
Because I decided, since you made me talk about clams last hour, I was going to make you do all the stereotypical guy stuff that you are not interested in.
Like driving around in a sports car.
Oh, they shouldn't even really say that because, you know, lots of people like cars.
Yeah.
That's not really a gender.
I'm putting you
thing.
In patriarchy jail.
I said stereotypical.
Stereotypical, yes.
All the things, and more specifically, it's not really in so much guy stuff as stuff that I know that you are not into.
Yeah.
If you look at pictures of cars, what do you think of that car compared to my car?
It's pretty similar. It's even the same color, just... It doesn't. Your car doesn't have the square in the front.
It's not a different.
It's
different.
That blue color.
That was not blue. That was gray.
Oh my gosh!
Have you already forgotten?
Yes, it's a car. It goes. It goes.
Oh, I guess no. That's okay. That's a very blue gray.
That looks exactly the same color as your car.
That's not.
You're arguing with me on this now?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
Because they have different names.
Oh, I know that you're doing some painting in your house, so you're very plugged in with
the
names of colors.
No, in general, I know the name of the color of my car.
Take your car into Home Depot and see if they will match.
They can't because of the metal flakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's called Wind Veil Blue.
Wind Veil Blue.
That is the name of the color.
The new car or the old car?
On mine.
Your car is Wind Veil Blue.
I don't know what the name of those
are. This one's Wind Sail Blue. Totally different things.
Completely different. Completely different. It is 8:51, and Jeff said he has some very important breaking
food news.
Are you ready?
Please tell me. Wait, first off, before we start.
Okay.
Is it related to oysters or clams?
No.
In any way?
No, it is not related to bivalves, mollusks, or any type of seafood.
Then I am, in fact, ready for it.
Okay. We've talked about my friend who's very into Oreos. He considers himself an Oreo hunter.
He's the Oreo aficionado.
He is the Oreo aficionado. He is an artist living in LA. He might be moving to Yucca Valley. He keeps saying he's going to be moving to Pioneer Town, but it has not happened yet.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for him with open arms here in the desert. He may have a harder time finding Oreos because there's a little less stores than Los Angeles. He lives in LA, so I know he travels around Los Angeles looking for specific Oreos. He posted a photo of himself holding a new type of Oreos. It was new to me. On the package, it says it's back. So apparently this was a popular flavor. It's a limited edition Oreo. One I've never seen, and it does something I've never seen an Oreo do.
Is it the Pop Rocks Oreos?
It's not the Pop Rocks Oreos. Okay. I've seen that before. I've heard of that before.
You said it does something. Most Oreos don't do anything other than be delicious.
Okay. This is called a Brookio flavor cream.
A what?
Brookio flavor cream.
What does
and
that mean?
It is three different layers of cream on the inside of the Oreo.
So it's like a Neapolitan.
Kind of, but it's not. The flavors are brownie, cream, original cream, and cookie dough flavored cream. And it's stacked. It's five things. It's two cookies and three layers of cream, each a different color.
Why? Why?
Has science gone too far? Have we pushed the Oreo too far into a direction that it can never return from?
Well, we've talked about this. It should be next to each other.
They do have ones that are next to each other. The
that way,
peanut butter chocolate pie ones are half moon next to a half moon. One's chocolate, one's brownie. This one is three layers stacked upon each other.
That's my complaint. It's not that it exists because it looks, honestly, it looks pretty good. But mm-hmm. They are stacked on each other. They should be next to each other so that if I'm eating it and I want to try the different combinations of flavors, mm-hmm. I can do that. You know, get a little bit of just the brownie, just a little bit of the original in the middle, mm-hmm. and then the cookie dough.
Yes. It's a limited edition. I don't know where he actually acquired these Oreos, but if he's posting a photo of a limit, he's an Oreo hype beast.
I bought some Oreos actually at the store on Tuesday. They're
what
peanut
flavor?
Butter Oreos.
Peanut butter?
The frosting is peanut butter.
Okay.
Because one of my favorite ways to eat an Oreo is...
In a sandwich.
No. By taking just a regular plain Oreo...
Uh-huh.
Putting some peanut butter on the outside.
Really?
Of it. Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
Wow.
And it's healthy?
No. It is definitely not healthy.
Question mark? You don't think it's healthy?
No, just because something has peanut butter in it doesn't make it healthy.
Fine, then.
Sorry to burst that particular bubble of yours.
Much like you and your fancy ketchup with no sugar added, we buy the fancy peanut butter.
Ooh, the kind you have to stir up before you serve it?
The ingredients are peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No sugar added to it.
Fancy.
Mmm.
As we like to do on Thursdays, we're going to get a second opinion on the weather. We are going to check in with the weather goth.
Labor Day is gone. The weather is cooling down, barely. And so we finally say RIP in peace to the summer of 2022. We will mourn this summer, not as a friend, but as a scorching villain, and send it off to its final resting place, a shallow, unmarked grave next to a burned-down cabin in Wonder Valley. Don't send flowers. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, shifting to the south in the afternoon.
How many eyes were on the Doc Martens that the Weather Goth was wearing?
The weather. Every time the Weather Goth comes in, they have more eyes on the boots.
I think
18 eyes.
No. Well, I was actually listening to some of the old Weather Goth segments the other day, and when she first came in, she had 30 eyes on her Doc Martens.
Mm.
So then it was 32,
mm-hmm.
and now what? Now this week it was a 40 eye.
40 eye.
40 eye Doc Martens.
That goes all the way up.
All the way. It's just. The weather goth is just inside one giant Doc Martin that goes up to her neck now. She's encased inside it. Jeff's got some entertaining news for me. Is it about football? Now, does that serious question... Does that count as entertainment news?
Scores, football scores do not count as entertainment news. But if
the game.
The game, just unless something very wild happens, it counts as sports news.
Because sports is entertainment, though.
Yes, but let's say that something happens at the game. Let's say the person Ozzy Osbourne singing at the game gets cut away to. They don't show any of Ozzy Osbourne. That's entertainment news.
No, they showed him for approximately 5 seconds. I was actually genuinely not like upset because I have better things to do than be actually upset by something silly like that. But I was a little, I guess, miffed? Is that a word you
miffed,
use?
Yes.
I was like, hey, it's the opening. You're going to just show Ozzy. I don't need to hear the guys talk about the game. I was just watching the game.
So you cannot tell me about a play that somebody makes in football. But if famous Denver Bronco Will Biscuit perhaps gets into a car accident, that could be considered entertainment news.
And I know you think, I'm not messing with you, I'm just because we used to call it Hollywood news.
Yes.
We've since changed it. Again, we're giving you one more of those little...
A peek behind the curtain.
Because we encompass more things than just what's going on in Hollywood.
We talk about books and music and football stars, but not football scores.
Robert's always telling us we got to do more video game news. A lot. Video game stuff is very popular.
Did you watch the Breath of the Wild 2 trailer?
I did watch the Breath of the Wild 2 trailer.
Oh, no, I did watch
it. They don't show a ton.
I didn't think it was a very good trailer.
Well, it's Nintendo.
Not known for their trailers?
Nintendo's known for just frustrating their fans and all the strange things they do.
Okay.
They have a very love-hate relationship with their customer base.
Okay.
There's few companies that have as dysfunctional a relationship as their with their customer base than Nintendo.
Okay. Nintendo is the maker of video games. They not all, but most. Some.
Games. They make, yes. Oh, they make a lot of... That's kind of one of their things. They do all their stuff in-house.
Yes.
They're
making the games.
Nintendo-only titles are big. Mario.
Yes. Zelda.
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's not so big. He tweeted about bananas and he got canceled. But
Kirby is another one of them.
They just actually released a big Kirby game.
I didn't notice.
My son played it.
Okay.
And he loved it.
Kirby is the pink puff.
He's the little pink puff.
Samus is the robot lady.
One of the most... Well, she's not a... She's just a normal lady. She wears a robot suit.
I thought she was big and tall.
She's pretty tall.
Yes.
But she's just a normal lady. She wears a suit.
Okay. It's a costume. It's an outfit.
Exactly.
All right.
So football is entertainment. Sports is entertainment.
Not football scores, but stuff around in and around football. But okay. I don't want you just to read me football scores during the entertainment news.
You just don't want me to talk to you about football.
You can talk to me about Aaron Rodgers and whatever he's up to.
I'm looking forward to tonight's game.
Okay.
That's all I
can
say.
Who's playing?
The Chargers and the Chiefs.
Oh, you did tell me that.
That's a divisional game.
Mm-hmm.
Divisional games are always weird. I've been enjoying watching this young new quarterback.
Will Biscuit.
No. Justin Herbert.
That's about as silly of a name as Will Biscuit.
Or as I like to call him, the Air Bear.
Okay.
I have a friend who's a Chargers fan, so he's always talking to me about the Chargers. So he kind of sucked me into watching the Chargers.
Now you're going to be too busy watching football to go see Z1077's own ZJ Lee J D... DJ Lee.
He doesn't start until I'm in bed. So.
Okay. He's DJing tonight at Tiny Pony at 9 and tomorrow at Abar, I think, at 9, too. He's DJing all over town. But we should give him a little shout-out. Abar tomorrow night, Tiny Pony's night for Lee, if you want to see Lee spin some records.
Literally.
Actually, he's going to have a big crate of records, and he's going to put them on the thing, and they're going to go round and round.
And he goes, rickip, rickip.
No, he doesn't do that.
He doesn't do rickip, rickip.
I think he plays mostly, like, soul and psychedelic and stuff like that, older style music.
Wicca,
there's not a lot of wicca.
You could totally wicca.
Yes, you could.
If you wanted to.
All right, Cody, are you ready for the entertainment news?
We started. The entertainment news started five minutes ago, Hefe.
But this is, I'm calling this the Jeff Harmetz Certified Wig Flipper.
It's not me.
Neither of us wear wigs, but the
Jeff's
concept
hair
of...
you might think is a wig. You might look at Jeff and think... Is that man wearing a wig?
You'd hope that a wig would like be a bit more put together than what I've got on top of my head.
Well, maybe it's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Okay, yeah, that's where the bad wigs are.
According to Jeff.
I think those wigs are quite bad.
He paused. We were on an airplane. he had this movie on.
Doctor Strange.
He pauses it, makes me look at the screen and says, look how bad these wigs are. I look at just what to me just seems like a wig. And I politely agreed, yes, Jeff, those wigs are just terrible. And when in reality, they seem like perfectly normal wigs to
me. Did you turn my headphones down so I can't hear you say this?
I didn't think there was anything weird about them.
The wigs in
what?
That movie.
No, I didn't.
The wigs in that movie are astonishingly bad.
I wasn't doing anything at all. Did your headphones cut out?
I guess so.
That's so weird.
I didn't hear you saying anything.
I don't know why your headphones would have cut out. Did I turn them up too loud?
No, they're fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I mean, did they happen to come back on louder than they were before? Sorry.
In the entertainment news today, this story gets the certified Jeff Harmatz wig flipper categorization.
Okay.
Baz Luhrmann.
Is that someone who bought a wig and then sold it?
No. The wig, this news is going to, if you were wearing a wig, the wig would shoot up onto the, into the air and do a somersault above your head.
Land
back on your head, but upside down, having flipped.
You say wig flipper, I'm thinking like someone who bought.
Oh, you reselling of wigs on like OfferUp or Facebook Marketplace?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't buy a used wig.
If it's a celebrity wig, maybe it's John Voight's wig.
Who is some famous wig wearers in Hollywood? Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson? Mm-hmm. You could buy the wig from Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage.
That's a bad wig.
That was 100%, I will agree with you, a terrible wig.
Very bad wig in that movie.
All right, let's flip the wigs, okay. Jeff. Enough ado.
Much ado about this story, which is certainly something.
Are we about to be a Shakespeare play?
No.
Is it much ado about pretty much nothing?
Yes.
Okay.
Today's certified Jeff Harmatz wig flipper.
Whoop!
Baz Luhrmann says that the 3-hour cut of Elvis is not long enough. He wants to make a 4-hour cut of Elvis, the movie.
That's what he says?
That's what he says. He says he's too tired to do it right now. He says it's going to take him 6 months, but it is coming. So in case Elvis 3 hours of Elvis movie was not enough for you, it was not enough for me. I will be there to watch the 4-hour cut of Elvis.
Well, that's crazy.
Release the Luhrmann cut. Hashtag. Release the Luhrmann cut.
Yes, I will be sitting down to watch all 4 hours of the Elvis movie when Baz Luhrmann feels he's ready to actually do the editing.
It's 3 hours long?
I told you, it's 3 hours long. You couldn't believe that it was 3 hours long.
I'm not going to believe it. I might not watch it now.
You should absolutely watch it if
you
must.
Tell me how long a movie is before I watch it.
How long is The Avengers Endgame?
Oh, that's like 3.5 hours long.
Terrible wigs, terrible CGI.
Perfect.
At least in the Baz Luhrmann movie, everybody's wearing a good wig.
That's Austin Butler's hair.
Is that Austin Butler's hair?
He's not wearing a wig.
I think Tom Hanks wears a wig. Tom Hanks has a very silly wig.
That's Tom Hanks' hair.
No, Tom Hanks
did that to his hair.
Did he really? He did the comb over thing?
No, I'm just
He's got a very stringy comb over in that movie.
I have no idea. Okay. Austin Butler might be wearing a wig.
Hair.
I'm just making stuff up for you.
Speaking of superhero movies.
And cuts. This has actually been floating around. I don't know if we talked about it. The scuttlebutt is going around now that all the folks at Warner say that the Snyder Cut was a giant mistake.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Because they say we spent all this money, we did this thing, and now the fans just hate us more.
I thought the Snyder Cut was wonderful.
It's not that they think it's bad, but they said we spent all this money to try to get this goodwill, and it kind of backfired because now the fans hate us more.
Mm. Okay.
Because they were like, oh, how come you didn't give us that?
Then people now we want the Batgirl movie.
People who don't understand how movies are made and released are like, how come you didn't give us that 4-hour thing in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
It would have sold tons of tickets.
I cannot wait for the Elvis movie to be 4 hours long. I'm ready
Hashtag release the Luhrmann cut.
I mean, I think he's very proud of the 3-hour cut, but he has a director's cut that will be 4 hours.
What's the next one?
Okay, speaking of...
I'm caffeinated. This is 9 o'clock is when I get caffeinated and I start to get off kilter.
I'm trying to think of what the next best segue is. Speaking of movies that have multiple cuts, have you heard of Blade Runner?
Yes.
There is 1 million cuts of the original Blade Runner movie.
There's Blade Runner.
Director's cut, Blade theatrical Runner, cut, final
the
cut.
Ultimate edition, Blade Runner, a Harrison Ford cut himself shaving cut. The Blade Runner, there's a Rutger Hauer cut.
Yes.
That floats around somewhere.
Daryl Hannah cut.
It's just 5 hours of Roy Batty.
So, did you see the bad sequel?
With Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
I don't think it was bad.
I thought it was a stinker.
Was it the best thing I'd ever seen? No. Was it worthy of the Blade Runner name? Yes.
No.
Well, you hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
Just all movies.
I don't hate all movies.
90%.
I like things that are good, and that one was not good.
Okay.
So they're making a Blade Runner show sequel.
A show.
A TV show sequel to Blade Runner.
So you automatically hate it, because I just recently found out Jeff also hates all TV shows.
I don't hate all TV shows. I watch a lot of TV. I love TV.
What if they get a famous person?
Then they will be TV famous and not movie famous.
What if it's a movie star?
You won't see Ryan Gosling or Harrison Ford in the TV show. That's for certain.
You could. If they pay him enough.
Maybe, but he's a movie star.
I maintain, Jeff, it's all the same thing now.
It's not. It's totally
not. It is all the same thing.
100% not.
I wish I could write this down so in 5 years when it's literally all the same thing.
It might be in 5 years. It's not right now.
It is right now.
It isn't right now.
I could make you, I could just like a dog that pooped on the carpet, I could rub your face in it.
Okay, I hope
Which, by the way, you shouldn't do that, because dogs are very dumb, and they don't know why you're mad at them.
Mm-hmm. And I hope you're not hurling any accusations at my dog, who is here at the radio station. She's done nothing like that in several months.
It was not. That okay. was completely unrelated. You just threw Sweet Sunday under the bus.
No, I thought you were dangling some implications. I just wanted to clear them up.
There was no implication!
Okay. Speaking of people, big Hollywood movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
Timothée Chalamet? I think it's Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Received some career advice from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Hmm.
Who told him, as in his career in Hollywood, no hard drugs and no superhero movies.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
No hero movies.
No superhero movies. No hard drugs. Those are the two rules to live by if you're a young actor in Hollywood.
There's a dichotomy here between, like, yes, superhero movies are not... I'm not going to argue that they're masterpieces of cinema. Mm-hmm. They make tons of money. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting because Leonardo DiCaprio, the very famous actor with extremely problematic dating habits. Mm-hmm. Let's not gloss over that.
Okay.
I feel like we really need to be... Not that he's not free to date who he wants.
Yes, but he only dates...
It's getting weird. The older you get, Leo, the weirder it gets. Mm-hmm. Anyway, side note. If Leonardo DiCaprio, when he was not making the transition from...
Teen...
Didn't he start on TV?
Yeah, he was on Growing Pains. He hasn't been back to TV since he started doing movies.
Into movies.
When was
desperately last... trying to get an Oscar, mm-hmm. until they finally gave him a pity Oscar, mm-hmm. when he did The Revenant.
Mm-hmm.
That was his pity. Anyway, I actually like Leo. He would have jumped at a heartbeat if he was not already famous to be in a Marvel movie, to get that exposure, to then get his big break to be in other movies.
Okay. You know, if you could speculate all day long about such things.
You can say that there's too many Chris Pratt movies,
mm-hmm.
and TV
I would.
Shows.
I certainly would.
I also would, but people know who he is,
mm-hmm.
and that's...
That's something.
What most people want to do is be well known. Leo is coming from a place of... Already having, he's a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Timothée Chalamet at this point is very famous because he did Dune.
Yes, that's almost a superhero movie.
Which is almost a superhero mm-hmm. movie.
I have one more bit of news for you that's very
Although
related.
The no hard drugs thing is, that's good
advice.
That's good life advice, yes. even if you're not in Hollywood.
I think
just,
you could.
That's just generic good advice.
I'm going to apply Leonardo DiCaprio's advice to my life. I'm not going to do any hard drugs, and I'm not going to watch any superhero movies.
You don't have to. You can just watch Tron. You just hate watch Tron 2, Tron Legacy.
Plan to do that. And finally, the superhero movie that is coming up, the new Avengers movie, found its writer.
Which Avengers movie?
It's called The Avengers.
Did they say found its writer?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
What?
I love the superhero movies, too. I just defended them. Those movies go through so many writes and rewrites
mm-hmm.
that you would need a giant bucket to put all the credits of anybody that had a line in any of those superhero movies.
Well, supposedly, Jeff Loveness will be writing The Avengers Kang Dynasty.
Mm.
He has written the Ant-Man and Wasp movie that's coming out, Quantumania, and apparently they liked it a lot, and so now he's doing Avengers.
Are you going to watch that?
I have enjoyed the Ant-Man movies. They're charming. They're heist movies. It's about stealing stuff. I like that. I like robberies. I like heists.
I like the first. I actually like the second one as well.
They're both good.
The second one was not...
Not quite as good.
You know, I didn't even realize Thor Love and Thunder. Do you know that Thor is the only of the Marvel characters to have gotten four starring their movies?
I did not know that.
So far.
Didn't they do Iron Man 5, 6, and 7?
No.
Oh. What happened with Robert Downey Jr.?
He died. Not Robert Downey Jr. He's fine. The character, yeah, he died.
Iron Man died? Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert on something that happened 3 years ago.
That I've said many times I did see that movie in the movie theater, too.
Yeah, you got yelled at the entire time. I think that's where your bitterness towards superhero movies is coming from. You have traumatic experience because the last time you watched one, you got yelled at the whole time.
Yeah.
You can come to my house. We can watch Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
You can talk through the entire thing. And I will not utter a peep.
I'll just sit there screaming, this is ugly.
Have you seen Thor Love and Thunder yet?
Not yet, no.
See, Thor Love and Thunder...
I hear it's ugly.
You can come and you can talk trash on and I'll allow it. Because I also didn't think it was Taika's best work.
Okay.
I think he's gotten too big.
Too big? Too big for his britches.
Not too big. You need somebody there to... Taika is too much.
Or as they say in New Zealand, britches.
That's Robert's theory, by the way. I got to give credit to Robert
okay.
for coming up with that theory. There's some validity to it.